Hey, I was in God's Word this morning in Proverbs 29, and a number of Proverbs stuck out to me, but want to share one with you. Proverbs 29, 25. Fearing people is a dangerous trap, but to trust the Lord means safety. Read that again. Fearing people is a dangerous trap, but to trust the Lord means safety. My Life Application Study Bible says, fear of people can hamper everything you try to do. In extreme forms, it can make you afraid to leave your home. Maybe even leave your bed. By contrast, fear of God, respect, reverence, and trust is liberating. Why fear people who can do no eternal harm? Instead, trust God who can turn the harm intended by others into good for those who trust him. So Proverbs 29, 25. And closing out the best 5 minutes of the day. And again, our buddy Jason Kantz taking these 4 days off, Tuesday through Friday. He and his wife, Heather, congratulations on their 25th wedding anniversary. Got a way to celebrate that. Due to be back with us on Monday, so we'll look forward to reconvening. I've seen a number of great pictures he's had of just God's beautiful outdoors. And don't forget about God's Great Outdoors, one of the 20 shows you help keep on WWIB Saturday mornings after 6 here. But flowers and bees, of course, he's a big fan of bees. So anyhow, he'll return Monday morning, Lord willing, at 5:45. But devotion, one more this morning from Brennan Manning's Ragamuffin Gospel, devotion 4 from the 19 Mercy Spiritual Retreat. This one, cry out for the Spirit. Just a short thought. Brennan says, only the Spirit of Jesus Christ can accomplish the profound inner realities of a deeper faith, a real conversion of heart, a radical break with sin, a more reckless trust, a more forgiving, loving heart. So I urge you to spend time pleading for more of his Spirit and reading more of his Word, says Brennan. Don't assume that the Spirit will act in your life without you taking the initiative. Cry out for a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Wherever you are, in the church or at home, alone or with others, watching television, lying in bed or driving to work, pray continually for more of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Then make time to read the New Testament in private. Every day, if possible, spend 30 minutes of prime time when you're most attentive in prayerful reading. That's when, in my experience, the Lord will speak to your heart the one word that he wants you alone to hear. Our closing prayer, oh God, we seek you, but our hearts are fickle. We believe. Please help our unbelief. When all we can do is want you, take our crumb of faith and break it like bread to feed thousands, beginning by your mercy with us. You reject no desperate, sinful, seeking child. You say only and always, come. We come to you, God. Pour out your Spirit on us. Speak your words of life to us. We pray in Jesus' name. So there we go. Best 5 minutes of the day. A little focus on Proverbs 29:25, and a devotional thought from the late, great Brennan Manning. Cry out for the Spirit.
It's 7:05. Caleb and Havel, the WIB Wake Up Show on the road. We are live from OneFest, and Havel, months and months in the planning and the waiting, and it's OneFest day.
And it's less than 8 hours till the gates open at 3 today, Caleb, and a great lineup from Eaglebrook Music at 4:30 to Maddie Ray at 6. Sidewalk Prophets, don't sleep on them. They're great. 7:30 tonight, and so many people pointing toward Crowder tonight at 9.
Absolutely, and we're so grateful to all of our WWIB OneFest coverage sponsors, including Ladysmith Veterinary Clinic, caring for pets and enriching the lives of people, Dr. Jacob Smith and Ladysmith Veterinary Clinic, ladysmithveterinaryclinic.com, and also Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air of the Chippewa Valley, serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Free estimates, call the professionals at Wirzgala today. We'll keep you updated on everything you need to know. It's all OneFest all the time here on WWIB, where we are family. Let's get the OneFest artists rolling. We're going to see them tonight. It's Sidewalk Prophets. This is Smile. Caleb and Halvo live from the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds for OneFest.
OneFest day has arrived. Halvo and Caleb, we're live at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. Such great facilities for this fourth annual OneFest. And Caleb, certainly the music, a big draw today, tonight, and tomorrow all day leading into Sunday as well. But we got a lot going on at our WIB tent here.
Absolutely. And so one of the first things you'll see when the gates open at 3 o'clock today, and you can absolutely get tickets at the gate. So do not miss out on that opportunity. If you've been kind of sitting on the fence, come on out. It's just a short drive away for many of you. But also, you know what, maybe you want to camp. Last I knew, there were still some opportunities available in kind of the quote-unquote primitive camp. campsites, the regular tent camping sites. So come on out for wherever you are, and we certainly have hotels in the area to accommodate you as well. So tickets available at the gate. One of the first things you'll see when you come in the gate, right on your right, is our WWIB booth and tent. We've got all sorts of things, including the great gumball giveaway that you just heard about. We're going to put a couple thousand gumballs in this thing, and if you pull out a golden gumball, everybody gets a free spin, gets a free gumball. If you pull out a golden gumball, you're going to win some great food, including from our friends at Brewpub Pizza Trailer, huge slices of your favorite lots of matzo pizza loaded with that real Wisconsin mozzarella.
I just talked to Matzo Matt. He's the MC of this great event. You know his fun and his energy. He's got some super soakers, so if you're up front, look out. He's going to cool you off here this weekend.
Absolutely. Another thing you could win if you get a golden gumball, grab a fresh Euro and cheese curds from Demeter's Food Truck. We're giving away certificates for them. Demeter's voted best Greek and Mediterranean food in the entire Chippewa Valley. Van is just fantastic. Loves giving back. And they're bringing back, you're not going to find a lot of food options for this here at One Fest, breakfast. So I would say Demeter's is where you want to go for breakfast, too. And there's tons of great food trucks here, but Demeter's, make them your stop for breakfast.
It's just a celebration, Caleb. I mean, all weekend long, I mean, enjoying just the building up from Eagle Brook Music starting at 4:30 all the way to Crowder at 9. A lot of those campers, but even if you go home and sleep and you come back and just celebrating the goodness of God all weekend long.
Absolutely. Please come. And again, we mentioned that there are tickets available at the gate. We're going to keep letting you know that because, again, there's lots of opportunities to come out and enjoy this. And if price is a factor for you, if you're saying, you know what, I'm just not able to come because of price, I saw an email from OneFest this morning saying they could still use volunteers tomorrow. And they said, literally, at this point, just walk up. We'll put you to work and you get in for free.
There you go. Great deal.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's a way to attend OneFest tomorrow. We also have our new, and we're not going to describe them here. We want you to come see them, but we've released WWIB merchandise with our friends from Orange Impression, and so we've got our first shirt, and the way this works is it's going to be limited time designs for 1 month only. So we're starting the August design just a bit early. It's only going to be available through the month of August, and we're actually giving you a discount if you buy it here at OneFest. So these shirts are $20, and I think you are going to absolutely love them, but I want you to see it. We're not going to describe it for you. I want you to come see it here at the WIB booth.
Can I just say, I love the color, and I love the message. I'll just say that.
And if you like the Thrivent shirts, we'll name drop them here. If you like the feel of the Thrivent shirts, yeah, exact same material. These are comfy and they are absolutely incredible.
There you go. And promoting WWIB.
Absolutely. Lots of great things going on here at OneFest, and our WWIB OneFest coverage sponsors helping us the entire way. Thank you to Avenue Orchard of Eau Claire, locally made jams, jellies, applesauces, apple butters, and Creation Kitchen Treats. Come get a taste of the Avenue Store Farmers Markets, Avenue Orchard just south of Eau Claire on 53. Havel Gates open at 3, and Eagle Brook Music starting at 4:30.
That's right. Fantastic. And then an up-and-comer, Maddie Ray. We played some of her, and fantastic. Side Rock Prophets, we've heard a couple of their tunes already this morning. And Crowder, I mean, what a way to cap off day one of OneFest. I think, really, bigger and better than ever this year.
Absolutely. And talking with one of the board members yesterday, he said, just wait until you find out who we book for next
all
year.
Right,
so
he
said the hardest part is keeping the secret.
Last year they dropped the Matthew West on us.
I know. Cannot wait for him tomorrow night. And Crowder tonight. It is going to be a great time. Stay tuned to us here all day for live coverage from OneFest and the morning show live on the road at OneFest 2022.
We've got the founder of OneFest, Heather Flashinsky, on this opening day of OneFest, as well as Ryan Westaby from the lead team. Good to have both of you here. And Heather, I was asking you as we broadcast live from OneFest, and Troy, the photographer, taking our picture, the CCM photographer extraordinaire. But I wondered for you, as the founder, we're really excited. We've been promoting this for months on the air. But how do you feel as the founder the day of? Because there's still a lot of work, but you got a great team.
I have such a great team that I don't have to worry about it. It's exciting, and we're pumped. We're so excited to see the artists come and the people walk through the gates. So, yeah. The more the merrier. It's going to be awesome.
And again, Heather, I mean, we've been telling people, and we'll continue to tell them all day, tickets are available, walk-up tickets. You can get them at the gate. So for anybody who's been sitting on the fence, just come on out. You will not regret it. It is the family event of the summer.
Yeah, we have family fun for everyone, right? Especially you guys. You're giving away some fun stuff.
Oh, for sure. We've got meet and greets and all sorts of
water
things to
fun.
Give away.
Yeah,
it's going to be a great time, the great gumball giveaway. And I think a slight update maybe to let people know about, someone is actually asking us on Facebook about water as well. And so people are allowed to bring in a refillable water bottle as long as it's empty, right? They can bring it in a refillable water bottle.
Definitely. We want people to stay refreshed and healthy. And so, yes, bring in your water bottle.
Ryan, you've been involved in a long time, a member of the board in the past, now part of the lead team. Tell us what that's all about and how OneFest looks like from your perspective.
Well, one of the things I would say with being on the lead team, this is a family. As things happened and, you know, we had that year off with COVID, I came back that next year and everyone's just, hey, Ryan, how's it going? And having that is just amazing. As far as the rest of it, all the planning and everything, you get to use your, like your gifts from God. And that is so much fun to be able to do that type of a thing and watch, especially today, because I get a good view of the gates, watching people line up, so excited to come in. That's just amazing to me.
We cannot wait. OneFest is coming up 3 o'clock today. The gates open. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Heather. I know you guys have a staff meeting to get to, and you'll be buzzing all around the grounds. We are so grateful for the beautiful weather God has blessed us with, and it's OneFest Day. I'm so excited. Pavel, we're live from OneFest, and we have a little bit of a surprise to tell people about.
We've got more tickets to give away for OneFest and a parking pass.
Yes, thanks to OneFest board member Dave Ott, and he said, you know what? I want to add a little to the pot. We've got something going on Facebook for our final pair of tickets, but Dave said, yeah, tickets and a parking pass, and you can just pick them up here if you win them.
You got to text us at 396-1670 and express your interest between now and 8:30. Text us at 396-1670 and say, I'd love to win 2 OneFest tickets and a parking pass, and we'll include you in the drawing coming up after 8:30, but you got to do it by 8:30, 396-1670. The Whip Wake Up Show, broadcasting live from the fairgrounds in Chippewa Falls, the site of OneFest, kicking off today. Gates open at 3, and Eagle Brook Music begins things on the main stage at 4:30. But, hey, we've got not one but 2 different ticket giveaways going on before the end of the show.
Yeah, absolutely. On our WWIB Radio Facebook page, you can look for one of the top posts there and see that opportunity. We'll do that drawing at the end of the show. But also after 8:30 from those who text us on the listener line number at 715-396-1670. Thanks to Dave Ott, a board member from OneFest, we've got another pair of tickets and a parking pass to give away. So just let us know you're interested. 396-1670. Shoot us a text.
We've got one of the volunteers, Julie Minen, with us now from the Northland and the Rice Lake area. Julie, welcome. Excited. You're very excited here about OneFest.
I love OneFest. It is so much fun. I love to get to talk to the people and see new faces and hear the artists.
Now, what area are you volunteering in this year, Julie?
I am at the gate.
And what do you love about volunteering again? Because you've done this for at least for last year as well, too. What is it that you really enjoy about being part of the volunteer group?
I just really like to meet new people and to be able to talk. I'm a talker. And this morning I was thinking that I wanted to be able to be the light and to be able to portray Jesus through this weekend.
Absolutely.
Well, Julie is an active volunteer. She's helped out with Teamwork Africa before, and I know in talking just behind us, this building here, Caleb, where 35 different exhibitors will be inside and 25 outside. So on top of all of the music and the food and so much going on, there's going to be 60 different exhibitors here.
Yeah, you just have to be here. Again, we've been saying tickets are available at the gate, but I mean, just speaking of volunteering, a great time to mention that walk-up volunteers for Saturday are needed and welcomed, and that's a way to get in for free. So if you've been saying, I just can't afford it, you can walk up, you can volunteer for Saturday. That's what they need volunteers for, and you can get in for free.
We've given you a million chances to win tickets on the air. We're still doing it this hour in 2 different ways, online, and if you text us at 396-1670 by 8:30, you can be included in a chance to win those tickets. But if you don't, you still have a chance by driving up and volunteering.
Absolutely. Julie, thanks for joining us. We'll let you get to work.
Thank you.
How about we have a drawing for a pair of OneFest tickets and a parking pass, courtesy of Dave from the OneFest board. He said, I want to bless someone. Now, if you don't win these, you still have a few more minutes to enter on our WWIB Facebook page for one final pair of tickets, but we're ready to bless somebody.
We only threw this out after 8 o'clock, so a lot of responses, a lot of people still clamoring for a chance to win 2 adult OneFest tickets and a parking pass.
And here's our winner. And here's the thing. It looks like you're a new texter, which is wonderful, at 715-396-1670. So I do not have your name, but I'm going to read what you wrote us, and then I will text you back shortly to let you know that you're going to OneFest. And you wrote, "Hi there. I would love to win some OneFest tickets. Please pick me." Three huge smiley face emojis. If that was you from the 608, we are sending you to OneFest. We'll have your tickets here at, I believe, the volunteer area.
That's right. Congratulations, and still a chance to win tickets before 9. All right, broadcasting live from OneFest this morning and all weekend long here, Halvo and Caleb on the WIB Wake Up Show. And Caleb, just a stream of continual entertainment. The gates open at 3, and once things get going at 4:30 today with the main stage opening up, Eagle Brook Music here from the Twin Cities, it's just going to continue all weekend long.
Yeah, after Eagle Brook at 4:30, Maddie Ray at 6 o'clock. She has energy, and talking to the promoter, it's like, yeah, she has quite the entourage as well, too. I mean, because, again, you're talking some great flair to her music, probably some great song and dance as well. I think you're really going to enjoy Maddie Ray.
I played a tune from her recently, and yeah, absolutely, and people may not know her, but you know Sidewalk Prophets, and maybe they're getting overlooked a little bit with Crowder at 9, but I'll tell you what, I mean, Sidewalk Prophets,
don't
outstanding.
Sleep on them.
Yeah, so lyrically rich and musically talented.
And then the headliner tonight is Crowder at 9 o'clock. We say all this, you absolutely can get tickets at the gate, so come on out. And Heather Fleshinsky, the founder of OneFest, mentioned too, not for some of the headliners, but for a lot of these artists, meet and greets are still available. Those are sold here on site as well too, so you can meet and greet some of your favorite artists.
Yeah, the only meet and greets that I heard were sold out were Crowder and Matthew West, but the other ones are available.
Yeah, so you just have to get them on site here.
Again, I was talking with Troy, CCM photographer extraordinaire, one of the volunteers, told me this morning he's got a friend from the cities who's seen Crowder everywhere. More than 50 times he's seen him, and he said it's excellent every time, so you can't
this
go wrong.
This is my first time. I cannot wait.
Exactly. What's coming up on Saturday?
Well, Saturday we're starting on the Big Break stage, so we'll go back and forth between the Big Break stage and the main stage. So on the Big Break at 10 a.m., Eau Claire Jazz Band. You're going to have jazz at the Christian Music Festival.
That'll be a lot of fun. Then at 11 o'clock on the main stage, True Serva gets things going. Yeah.
King's Conquest on the Big Break stage at noon.
Matt Hammett, longtime lead singer with Sanctus Reel, flying solo at 1 o'clock on the main stage.
On the Big Break stage, our friends Corey and Kelly from down south at 2 o'clock on the Big Break.
Austin French takes the stage at 3 on the main stage.
On the Big Break stage, Laurel Taylor at 4 p.m. Again, continuous music all day long tomorrow.
After some back-to-back Mayo soloists at 1 and 3, it's Tasha Layton at 5.
Then Aaron Scott at 6 on the Big Break stage.
Oh, Mac Powell, we talked to him yesterday. Longtime lead singer of Third Day. So talented, and what a great guy. I just loved him in that interview. 7 o'clock tomorrow night on the main stage. Don't miss Mac Powell.
Now, at 9 o'clock on the main stage, Pastor Carl Hansen will be delivering a gospel message. Wonderful. But before that, I love this, on the Big Break side, Halvo, a Christian dance party at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, that sounds great for the young
people.
Is that
what you say? I don't know. That's what you say.
You used to. And then Matthew West at 9. He's the Saturday headliner. That's the one we heard about a year ago. And apparently, some people are saying, wait until you hear the announcement this year for a headliner for next year.
Cannot wait. Plus, face painting, mini golf, giant ladder golf, nine square volleyball, little kids bounce house, crafts, face painting, beanbag toss, and more. And lots and lots and lots of games and fun and giveaways, including meet and greets for a lot of these artists available at our WWIB booth. So, again, if they sell out or you're looking to not purchase them and want a chance to win them for free, you can come by here. But if you want to ensure you can meet and greet those artists, make sure you purchase them when you get on the grounds here at OneFest.